This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.
Welcome to the 21st episode of the Dunedin Otago Sister City Society podcast in the studio of Otago Access Radio, located in central Dunedin. I'm your host today, Haruko Stewart, a member of the Sister City Society and a Japanese Senior Teaching Fellow of the Languages and Cultures Program at Otago University. I'm right here with today's awesome guest, Iroha Suzuki. Can I call you Iroha?
Yes.
Yeah, great. An exchange student from Japan. I would love to find out a lot about her hometown in Japan and her student life at Otago today. Iroha, welcome to the show. Thank you for joining me today.
Thank you. Hi, everyone. Thank you so much for having me today.
Oh, great. Oh, wow. Great. So, first thing first, where in Japan are you from, Iroha?
I am from Osaka, which is the second largest city in Japan.
That's right. I love Osaka. I was born in Osaka, actually.
Really?
Yeah, just born.
Yeah.
But it's a great city. Okay, so whereabouts in Osaka? I mean, Osaka is a very big city.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I might know some places in Osaka.
Mm-hmm. My hometown is Osaka City, so it's the central of the Osaka.
Oh, wow. That's great. Yeah. It's a merchant city, right?
Yes.
Yeah. A lot of trading things are going on.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a very lively, beautiful place.
Yes,
I think so. With lots of yummy food. Okay, so you were born in Osaka.
Yes.
So we know it's a merchant city and it's a lively, beautiful city with beautiful food. That's what I've just said. But could you tell me more about Osaka? You were born there and you were raised in Osaka as well?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I was born and raised there. So I lived in Osaka for like 18 years until graduating high school and moved to Tokyo for university.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Okay. But just yourself or your family, whole family?
No, just myself.
Oh, so you started living by yourself?
Yes, of
course. Wow, to be independent.
Yeah.
Wow. How? I know you love Osaka, but how about Tokyo? What did you think about Tokyo?
Actually, I prefer Osaka to Tokyo.
Oh, fair enough. Of course, it's your hometown.
Yeah, because of the energy. People are very bright and friendly.
Uh-huh.
But I also like Tokyo because it's full of, it's also full of energy.
Yes,
and
different kind of energy.
Yeah, different kind of energy.
Yeah.
And yeah, there's many opportunity.
Yeah.
In Tokyo, so I think both of good.
Oh, that's a great point, Iroha. Yeah. That's great. Yeah, you're positive about both places.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're just different, right?
Yeah.
I mean, they're both big cities, but very different in the east and in the west.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. So whereabouts in Tokyo? I mean, are you still living in Tokyo? I mean, you are here, but you came here with an exchange program?
Yeah.
So that means you have to go back to Tokyo, to your university in Tokyo.
Yes.
And you have to keep studying over there.
Yes.
So you are going back there. So could you tell me, in your neighborhood, Tokyo, whereabouts in Tokyo?
So my university is in Hongo.
Mm.
So it's Bunkyoku, maybe you don't know.
Yeah, well, I do. I'm from Yokohama, so I know
that.
Yeah, it's an academic area. It's a school, university area.
Yeah.
Yeah, there are so many schools and universities are there in the Hongoku.
Yeah,
am I right? Yeah, Hongoku ward. Yeah. Yeah, I know that. And then,
So my university is the University of Tokyo, which is famous university in Japan?
It is. Yeah. I mean, the most famous university, Iroha.
Yeah.
Don't be too modest. Wow.
Yes.
You must have studied very hard.
No.
That's great. Yeah. So, it's in the Hongoku ward.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it's a student's town. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So there are a lot of shops and restaurants, cafes.
Yeah. And it's cheap.
Oh, very cheap for students. Yeah. That's great. So you are a second year student or a third year student? What year are you in at university?
Actually, I am a fourth year student this year.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay.
So in Japan, we start a new year.
Yep.
In April. Mm-hmm. So in this April, mm-hmm. I became fourth year student.
Oh, right. Oh, yeah. So you are a senior student there. So you've been experienced.
So
I'm aware that we've got exchange program together. You know, Otago has got, you know, this relationship with Tokyo University.
Yeah.
I do have a lot of students. I've met a lot of Japanese exchange students from Tokyo University, mm-hmm. and they're all very nice.
Thank you.
Yeah. So did you come here by yourself or with other students, other friends from Tokyo University?
Actually, I am the only student.
This year?
Yeah, this year.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Because I remember we had like quite a few students last year from Tokyo University.
Yeah, so I came here last July, and the student who came last July was only me.
Really? Yeah. Just coincidentally. Sometimes it happens.
Yeah.
Okay. So, because I met a lot of them like last year, or not maybe the year before last, but that's okay. I mean, you're great. So we got you. So that's good enough. So, have you been enjoying your exchange student life in Dunedin?
Yes, of course. I'm very enjoying this stay in Dunedin.
Great. Are you living in a college, like a dormitory? Or
no, I'm living in a uni flat.
Okay. Yeah. Wow. What is it like?
It's like sharing with flatmate.
Uh-huh.
So, it's like a share house.
Uh-huh.
So, I am living with a four share flatmates.
Right.
In a very big house.
Uh-huh. Like five bedrooms, six bedrooms.
Yeah.
Wow.
Something like that.
Wow. It's fun.
It's fun.
And lovely people, nice people.
Yes.
Oh, that's great. Because sometimes it happens to some people I don't have to say even some problems with flatmates, but you have no problems they're lovely and you're having fun.
I was lucky.
Oh, great. Oh, you are nice too. And your flatmates are nice. So that's why. Yeah, that's great. And so you live there with them, so you cook together or you just cook and eat something, you know, just by yourself. Mm-hmm. Depends how busy you are. Mm-hmm. So please tell me more about your flat life with your friends.
Yeah. So in my flat, we have our rule for flat meal. So like me, I have a duty to make a flat meal for my flatmates. On every Tuesday.
Right.
So every Tuesday.
That's a great deal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I make a dinner for all the flatmates on every Tuesday.
Wow. I mean, what kind of things do you cook?
I always cook Japanese food.
Of course. You should.
Yeah, like.
For example,
I made Japanese curry, Japanese cream shichu, Japanese.
Oh, my God.
Gyoza.
Wow, you are a great cook.
Yeah.
They must love your food.
Yeah. For other flatmates, this is very new experience to feel the Japanese culture, Japanese food.
Oh, so that's wonderful.
I think it's a good experience.
Of course.
For them.
So what are their nationalities? Are they all Kiwi people or international students as well?
Four students other than me.
Yeah.
And one of them is from South Africa.
Wow.
And
interesting.
The other three people is from New Zealand.
Oh, wow. Well, that is international. I mean, you and that person from South Africa and Kiwi people.
Yeah.
That's great. So for your South African friend as well, Japanese food was really new.
Yeah.
New to him, her, new? To him? Her.
Her.
Yeah. Okay. Well, it's new to her.
Yeah.
Wow. That's great. And what do they cook for you then?
They cook maybe new things for me.
That's great.
Yeah. Like they made, I don't know the name, but something like spaghetti, something like pizza, and soup.
But different things you've never eaten before. Wow. Ingredients are different.
Yes.
Toppings are different.
Yeah.
Well, that's interesting.
Really interesting.
Oh, my God. Can I join you in your flat?
Yeah.
And what do your Kiwi friends make for you?
Kiwi friends makes like Western food.
Mm.
So like pizza.
Macaroni, mac and cheese. Mac and cheese. I like it. Yeah, fish and chips.
Yeah.
Oh, they're all great too.
Kumara chips.
Oh, nice. Ah, I love kumara.
Yeah.
Sweet potatoes, right?
Yes.
Yeah, very nice. And do they say something nice? Did they make nice comments on your food?
Yeah, I got the comment, which is from my the South African flatmate.
Uh-huh.
It's delicious.
Oh,
it was delicious.
They must love curry, right?
Yeah, curry.
Especially.
Yeah, especially.
Yeah, who doesn't
curry.
Like curry?
Yeah.
Wow, that's great. So every day, like you've just said, every day, everybody, a different person makes their own food.
Yes.
And you eat together.
Yes.
That's fun. Have you learned a lot about their cultures?
Yeah, so especially food culture, which is different, and also the ingredients of the food is different. So in the food supermarket, they sell international foods.
Yeah.
So like they sell mushroom, but they don't sell like other mushrooms.
Like shiitake mushrooms.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They do, but not every day.
Yeah,
right?
So
yeah.
I'm so sad, but
I know.
I'm
they do, they're a little bit expensive, like shiitake mushrooms.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. mushrooms. I love mushrooms and I miss them.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I bring actually dried mushrooms from Japan.
Oh,
that's great. Yeah, wow, that's great. So, so which one? I know it's very hard to decide. But which food did you find interesting and very different so far?
The interesting food was a pumpkin soup.
Wow.
Yeah, so it was made from the pumpkin called butternut.
Uh-huh.
So in Japan, the usual pumpkin is a green skin and inside is orange.
Yeah.
But here, pumpkin is not like green skin,
right.
but like white skin.
Oh, really?
And and the shape is
not
just
thank you for telling me. I didn't think about it and I've never really thought about it. Really?
Yeah, and the shape of the pumpkin is so different.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, what is that? I mean, what kind of shape is that?
In Japan, the pumpkin shaping is like this.
Kind of roundish shape. Yeah.
But in New Zealand, the butternut pumpkin is like this. So
really? Like a cucumber something like, kind of like vertical and kind of long thing.
Long thing. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's why. because I thought, I don't know that pumpkin. Because I didn't think it was a pumpkin.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, okay. I will actually keep an eye out for that and pay more attention to that.
Yeah.
But is it yummy?
Yeah, it's yummy.
Wow.
And the taste is not so different.
Okay, well, so pumpkins are pumpkins.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, great. Anything else? Sorry, I love food, so I keep talking about food. Maybe we can actually spend the whole 1 hour talking about food. Yeah, anything else that you thought was very interesting and yummy?
So, we made a pizza together, and it was made from the dough.
Uh-huh.
So we made
From scratch?
Yeah, from scratch.
That's great.
Yeah. That was my first experience to make a pizza from
pizza
a scratch.
Doughs, from scratch, yeah.
It was good and funny.
That's good. It's a cultural kind of like a study kind of session together as well.
Yeah.
You learn from each other a lot about each other's culture and food. I mean, food is culture, part of culture, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And do you spend a lot of time with them? I mean, apart from cooking together?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We had a movie night, like girls' night, because our frat is only for girls frat mate.
Wow, so that must be crazy sometimes.
Yeah,
that's good.
We shared our time with pizza and watching movies together.
Oh, nice. Very nice.
Thank you.
Wow. What kind of movies do you watch together?
We watched Shrek. Shrek.
Oh, Shrek. Yeah. That's good.
Yeah,
it's funny. A fun thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not a scary movie or anything like that.
Not romantic.
It's a fun thing. A romantic. Yeah, you don't want to be romantic.
Yeah.
I mean, you're friends and you're enjoying.
Yeah, enjoyed.
Wow, that's great. That's great. So how about your classes at Otago University?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd like to talk about my classes.
Of course. That's the main thing.
Yeah.
You're a student here.
So in Japan, I study at the University of Tokyo and major in economics.
Uh-huh.
But here, I'm not studying economics.
Really?
At all.
Why not?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But I'm studying tourism mainly. Because
another interesting one.
Yeah. Because that is one of the biggest reasons I choose Otago University.
Mm-hmm.
Because there is a department studying tourism here.
Yeah.
And in Japan, in my home university, we have no classes for tourism.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Even in Tokyo University?
Of course.
Oh, wow.
No classes about tourism.
Well, that's unusual in Japan.
Yeah.
Okay, good to know.
So that's why I chose here and I'm studying.
So you know how you're a very active, cheerful, positive person. I can see that.
Yeah.
So why did you choose tourism? Because I mean, you're interested in economics. So that's why you major in economics in Japan.
Yeah.
And but we wanted to learn tourism.
Yeah.
What makes you think you want to learn tourism? Could you tell me?
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
So actually, tourism has been my biggest passion since I was in high school.
Wow.
So, in fact, I entered the University of Tokyo because I, through a special recommendation program, which is different from the general exam. So, and it's not just about the test scores. They selected me because of my strong vision for the tourism industry.
Oh, wow.
So studying tourism overseas has always been my dream.
Uh-huh.
So being here now, honestly, feels like a dream come true.
That's great. Yeah. Wow. So then I have to ask you more about the time when you were younger.
Yeah.
So when you decided to take an exam for Tokyo University, you had already thought about tourism.
Yes.
So you're from Osaka. So maybe that's why, because you see a lot of tourists in Osaka.
Yeah.
So please tell me more about your dreams and your visions.
Yeah.
Why the reasons why you are interested in tourism? Even you were interested before getting into your university.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. So this is very long story.
That's
so
all right. We've got plenty of time, Iroha.
Yeah.
It's really about you. You are the main person for this one.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
So my curiosity for tourism started when I was a high school student, especially first year of high school student. And in Osaka, I was a tour guide for our exchange student from the university overseas. So I was a high school student and I show around Osaka tourism sport to exchange student from the overseas. And that was the start point when I started interested in tourism industry.
Great. So when you were senior high school student.
Yeah.
Great. Is it a volunteer thing?
Yes, volunteer thing.
Wow. And you have a lot of people like yourself?
Yes.
Oh, it's a new program or what is it? Like the Osaka prefecture does this?
No, it's like by myself thing. So.
Oh, yeah. So you came out with this idea.
Yes.
Good on you, Iroha. Wow. You were so young and you were even younger at the time, but you came up with this idea.
Yeah.
Very good, Iroha.
Actually,
wow.
And honestly, my focus was not a tourism, but interacting with people overseas.
Yeah.
But gradually, my focus was not interacting, but tourism.
I mean, interacting as well, but you wanted to do more.
Yeah,
not just tourism. Interacting, but you want to be a maybe bridge between Japan and other countries.
Yes.
By interacting with people from other countries.
Yes.
That's great, Iroha.
Yeah.
Oh my God. And your friends joined you in that?
Yeah.
Well, how many of you were there for being a tour guide for
actually,
tourists?
Actually, me and my friends.
Okay, yes. Two of you. Okay, well, that's all right. I mean, two is good enough.
Yeah.
So how did you approach tourists? You walk around in, on that Dotonbori Street or something, and kind of talk to tourists and ask them if they need a tour guide or?
Actually, this is not something like that.
Uh-huh.
In my high school, we have a program which interacting with students from overseas.
Uh-huh.
So in high school, I had an opportunity to talk with them.
Mm-hmm.
So I made a letter to talk with them, and I wrote my address, email address in that letter, and I gave them.
Uh-huh.
By myself.
Of course. Yeah, great, great.
That was the first contact point to with exchange student.
Right. And then, so did you actually show those people, I mean, not just exchange students, but like other people around in Osaka as well, or just exchange students from overseas schools who came to your high school?
It was actually only the exchange student.
Oh, that's okay. Yeah. That's great. I mean, you've got to start something somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I see. So not totally strangers. Like had to kind of, hey, would you like me to show you around in Osaka? Not like that.
Not like that.
Exchange students from your exchange program partners from overseas.
Yes.
That's great. Did they like it? Of course.
Yes, of course.
Yeah.
And I really liked it as
well. Of course. You love communicating with other people, right? Suppose I am your... Sorry, I'm a little bit too old for that, but suppose I am your exchange program friend.
Mm-hmm.
And where would you like to show, like to me, if I am your exchange program friend in Osaka?
It's a difficult question.
I know.
But the most famous place is Dotonbori.
Yeah.
Or Umeda, so there is many tourism attraction like Glico signage.
Yes, everybody knows that.
Yeah, or very big whale. Red.
It's not a crab one.
You've
got a crab-shaped one too, right?
Yeah.
And you've got a wheel as well.
Yeah.
Wow. So many iconic things in Osaka.
Yes.
Not only the Glico one, right?
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, of course. Then they will be very happy to take photos with them.
Yeah.
Anything else? Any
food?
Recommendations?
Maybe food?
Oh, of course. Not maybe. Definitely.
Definitely.
What do you recommend? I mean, I know, but, I want listeners to know what is good, what are good, what kind of things are good for them when they go to Japan, Tokyo.
Yeah.
I mean, Osaka.
I think the most famous one is takoyaki and okonomiyaki.
Yes.
But my favorite is yakisoba.
Okay.
Fried noodles.
Fried noodles, yes.
I think yakisoba in Osaka is very good.
Really? Yeah. What is different, from, for example, Tokyo yakisoba fried noodles? Ingredients are different?
Maybe the main difference is sauce.
Of course.
Yeah.
Wow.
The sauce is good.
Right. Is it like thicker and... I don't know, yummier.
Yeah. Maybe
for you, right?
Taste.
Stronger. Yeah, it's got a stronger taste,
yeah.
Right? Wow, with the sauce.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow. Oh, my God. Oh, I feel like eating that. I haven't eaten lunch, so. That's good. So yakisoba fried noodles are good.
Yeah.
And takoyaki, of course, bowls, like fried bowls with octopus in it.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. And then it's a savory pancake, Japanese pancake. Mm. We're talking about okonomiyaki, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Anything else?
Anything else? Mm. Maybe butaman?
Butaman.
Yeah.
So it's a bun.
Yeah, bun. Mm. Of the pork mince.
Oh, pork bun.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
And we have a very famous, popular shop selling butaman,
uh-huh.
which is Gogoichi.
Gogoichi.
Yeah, which is the name
Listeners,
of it.
Have you got that? Have you written it?
Yeah, Gogo is Gogo. My favorite.
Gogoichi?
Gogoichi.
Okay, for butaman.
Yeah.
That famous pork buns.
Yes.
Okay. Great. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And places like, well, not museums, but places to go to, you think there are some places that we should go to?
In terms of historical culture heritage things, we have Osaka Castle.
Oh, yes.
Which is very historical.
Very famous and very beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been there.
Maybe.
Yeah. Oh, great. And so Osaka Castle and food. How about shopping? Because some people do want to go shopping, like for, I don't know, like clothing or souvenirs for their friends.
If you'd like to go shopping, maybe Shinsaibashi.
Yes.
Or Tennoji area is good for shopping. But I recommend Tennoji because my university is in Tennoji.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. Wow, that's great. You mean your high school?
Yeah, my high school.
Your high school is in Tennoji.
Yeah.
Okay, Tennoji. Okay, I will remember that.
There is Abeno Harukasu.
Yes.
Abeno Harukasu, which is the highest tower in Japan.
Oh.
Which was the highest.
I know, things change very quickly. Yeah, first, like, they were saying, like, oh, the Tokyo Sky Tree is the highest tower, blah, blah, blah. And then, you know, maybe when you know it next time, I mean, okay, this is the highest, the tallest. So it changes a lot.
It changes.
But I'm sure it's one of the highest, tallest ones.
Yeah.
Okay, very good. So then let's talk about Tokyo now, because you do live in Tokyo now.
Yeah.
So, anything that you will recommend if you are a tour guide in Tokyo?
Tokyo?
Mm-hmm.
The popular area is like Asakusa. There are so many foreigners.
Yes,
foreign tourists.
I know.
But I don't like over tourism.
So
I don't recommend Asakusa for tourism sport.
So is it that crowded?
Yeah.
You've seen that?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I think I can recommend Odaiba.
Yes.
Which is not so famous for foreign people.
True.
It is famous for Japanese people.
That's right.
But so I can recommend it.
Great. You go to Odaiba on the Yuri Kamome line, right?
Yeah.
From Shinbashi Station.
Yeah.
Have you been there many times?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, what is good or what kind of things are good in Odaiba?
In Odaiba, we have many museums.
Really?
Like Madame Tussaud Tokyo.
Oh, yes.
Or we have Unchi Museum. Unko Museum.
Okay. Poo.
Yeah.
Poo,
but which
poo
is
museum.
A culture. Which is a culture of Japan. Like kawaii culture.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
So foreigners can enjoy culture.
Tell me more. I'm so interested in that.
Actually, I had my friend from the U.S.
Right.
And we go around in Odaiba and we went to the Unko Museum as well.
Unko, Unchi, okay. Poo Museum, yeah, sure.
Yeah, it was so interesting experience
okay,
for me.
Okay, what is interesting about this? I'm so curious.
Actually, in Unko Museum, there are so many different kinds of unko.
Okay.
So like very small one, bigger one, and very colorful. So it's not like a dirty. It's like very cute.
And actually, it's educational, I would say.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, otherwise they wouldn't make a museum of, you know.
Yeah, it's for education.
Really? So you learned a lot?
Yeah.
Is it like, I don't know, barometer for staying healthy by knowing what kind of, I mean, I wouldn't say this word anymore, listeners. Yeah. right?
Yes, yes.
So that is the purpose.
Yes.
I mean,
yeah.
Seriously.
And also feeling the culture of kawaii.
So they look very cute.
Very cute.
Okay, I think I've got to go there.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, okay, poo museum. Not sure, skeptical, but yeah. I've got to be there, right?
I really recommend.
Okay, so then we don't have to keep talking about this topic.
Sorry.
Right? Oh, no, that's all right. No, I understand because Japan is quite unique in that kind of thing. They do come out with maybe the most weird idea, but still they make it acceptable because it's fun, it's cute, it's cultural, it's educational, it's interesting. So first you hear, what? But then, oh, I see. That was the reason, that was the purpose of making this museum.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah, so
thank
it's
you.
Not weird or anything like that. First, you might think it is, but it's not. It's interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you. I didn't know that. I've been there, but I think maybe it was established recently.
Yeah, recently.
Yeah, that's why. Yeah. Great. Thank you, Iro. You're interesting.
Thank you so much.
And then I would like to ask you more about your classes. So in the tourism department.
Mm-hmm.
So what kind of papers are you taking? So I know it's tourism, but in more details.
Yeah. So at Otago University, I'm mainly studying tourism, and I am taking a paper on tourism, destination management, and cultural heritage tourism. The most memorable experience so far was a field trip to Queenstown.
Oh, wow.
Which is in one of the papers I'm taking. That is tourism destination management. And we met with local tourism leaders to discuss the challenges of the industry of tourism. Yeah, that is my field trip experience.
That's great. So you all went there together?
Yes.
Wow.
With a big bus.
Really? With your lecturers and everyone.
Yeah.
And what kind of people? I know you said you met the people there who are involved in tourism in Queenstown, because Queenstown is one of the most popular destinations in New Zealand.
Yeah.
So what kind of, okay, you talked about challenges. Can you share a little bit of challenging kind of things, like challenges that they feel are, you know, for them in that tourism industry?
Okay, so each of us assigned our challenges, especially assigned our exact challenges. And my topic was about economic leakage, via OTA, like Booking.com, Agoda, something like that. So because of the OTA, there's an economic leakage. So the profit is leaked to the OTA, not economy Queenstown itself. So we need to tackle with these challenges.
Oh, wow. That's a serious issue.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Wow. You learned that
very
kind of thing as well.
Yeah.
Wow. Any other challenges?
Maybe seasonality is another challenge. But especially Queenstown has not a big problem about seasonality because both winter and summer, they can enjoy activity.
That's right.
In Queenstown.
So, yeah. It's very popular to do skiing in Queenstown, right?
Yeah.
I think it's just in maybe June or something. They do have a very quiet time, I've heard, before, because one of my friends used to work for one of the restaurants in Queenstown. And she told me that she had a 3-week holiday in June. which is very quiet time. But mm-hmm. after that, she said, oh, I'm very busy again. Mm-hmm. So like you said, just a short time. Yeah. And luckily, Queenstown has got like a lot of tourists throughout the year.
Yeah.
So you went there in summer?
No, like just like 2 weeks ago.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, you're just back from Queenstown.
Yes.
Oh, did you like it?
I really liked it.
Oh, right.
That was not the first time for me to go
to really?
Queenstown.
Oh, so you must love Queenstown.
Yeah, that was my third time.
Oh, wow. Oh, my God. You've been here like, what, for 10 months?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then you've been there three times.
Yes.
You must love Queenstown. Okay, well, from a tourist point of view, what do you like about Queenstown most?
I think I like the nature of Queenstown because compared with here, of course, in Otago, in Dunedin, we have various types of nature. Mm-hmm. But in Queenstown, I think the scenery is different.
Yes.
So we can see the high mountain with snow.
Mm.
It's very dreamy.
Feel like you're in a dream.
Yeah.
Wow,
like
that's great. Well, I mean, snow on the top of mountains, I mean, that's really great,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Like,
did you go there for skiing?
No, actually, no.
You didn't have time?
Yeah.
Maybe next time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anything else? So you like the Lake Wakatipu?
Oh, I've never.
Yeah, the lake there.
Mm.
Yeah. Did you walk around in the Queen's Garden, Queen's Park, Queen's Garden?
Yeah.
And you saw a lot of nature there. Yeah. Wow.
And actually, last year, I participated in Queenstown Marathon.
Did you?
Yeah.
Wow.
Just for 10 kilometers. But.
Just? Have you just said just? It's not just for me. It's wow. What?
Yeah.
Because normally, what is it? The full marathon is like 42 kilometers, something like that?
Yes.
I know you say just because you're good at it.
No.
So you think, okay, 42 kilometers, but mine was just 10 kilometers. So just, but not for me,
no.
Iroha. 10 kilometers.
Yeah.
Do you train yourself on a regular basis or did you train yourself before that 10 kilometer marathon?
Actually, 10 kilometer is really easy, so I didn't do any training.
Really?
So, yeah, that was my first experience for me to join marathon.
Uh-huh.
And I found it interesting.
Great.
So, actually, last week, mm-hmm. In the midterm break, I went to the Christchurch to join the Christchurch marathon.
Oh, my God, another one.
Yeah, and it was not the 10 kilometers, but a half marathon.
Oh.
So it was 21 kilometers.
Oh, my God. Well, of course, compared to that, 10 kilometers must be just for you. But, oh, wow.
But 21 was difficult for me.
Even for you?
Yeah, I finished, but it was hard.
Wow. So when you're running, are you running just by yourself or with your, I don't know, friends?
To Queenstown, it was with my friends.
Yeah.
But the last time in Christchurch, it was only by myself.
Really? Good on you, Iroha. You like challenges.
Yeah, I like challenges.
And you want to make the most of everything in New Zealand.
Yeah.
Wow. I've never met a student like you,
No.
Came here for 10 months, 1 year. Is it 10 months in total?
In total, 1 year.
Like 1 year.
12
yeah.
months.
But still, I mean, you might feel like it's long, but it could be short, especially if you're having an exciting life like yourself.
Yeah.
But, I mean, in such a short time, I mean, you've done so many things.
Yeah, maybe.
And I've never heard, like, anyone who has done, like, marathon.
Yeah, actually, before coming here, I made a wish list for 100
things to do
to achieve
in Dunedin.
Yeah.
Okay, can I ask you how many of them you have achieved so far?
I don't count, so I don't know the exact name.
Approximately.
Yeah. Approximately, I think.
Half of them or one third?
Yeah, more than half. Like 70 or so.
Wow! Do you mind if, you know, I ask you to share some of them?
Yeah, maybe the marathon.
Yes, that's the biggest thing.
Or go to the highest steep Baldwin Street. Yeah, go to the Baldwin Street.
Uh-huh.
Or like feel the culture of Maori, like
see
the haka.
Yep.
Or watch the rugby game.
Good.
Yeah, so everything is the things which I only can do in New Zealand.
Yeah, yeah. Have you eaten? Sorry, again, coming back to food topics. have you tried like pavlova?
Yeah,
of course, for your dessert, maybe every night.
Not every night,
but sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes.
And you told me that you like kumara and fish and chips, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow. Anything else?
It was a bit oily.
Well, I mean, they're deep fried.
Yeah.
But sometimes we feel like eating deep fried.
Yeah.
Oh, tonight I feel like deep fried fish and chips. Okay. Yeah. Any other thing? Because, I mean, you've achieved 70. I'm so curious because you've got a very, very exciting exchange student life, Iroha. I'm so impressed.
Thank you.
Yeah.
But I like to share what I would like to achieve, but not yet.
Okay. So. Please share that with us.
Actually, I have never seen the aurora here.
Oh!
But I want to try to be.
Really? Yeah. Last year and this year, we've been seeing a lot of aurora.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, maybe before you leave here, I'm sure. But you have to be there, like, not in front of your flat.
Yeah.
You have to go maybe to the, I don't know. To the beach and to the top of the mountain, like Mount Kagol or something like that.
Yeah.
A little bit later at night, maybe when it gets so, I don't know, cold or, I mean, I'm not an expert in aurora, so I shouldn't say too much, but I'm just thinking about the times when I saw aurora.
Yeah.
Those nights were like that.
Mm. And I have heard of like, it's hard to see by my eyes, it can only see in the phone.
Oh, I actually saw them though, like right in front of my house.
Oh,
yeah, over the Otago Harbor.
Mm.
Yeah, well, depends on the day, I think, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but so you shouldn't give up on that.
Yeah, I don't give up.
Yeah, even, you know, in front of your flat, because I did see aurora in front of my house, like I said. So maybe you can see that in front of your lovely flat.
I hope
with your flatmates.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, so you want to do that.
Yeah.
And any other thing that you haven't achieved yet but you want to share with us?
Like this radio podcast is one of my dreams.
Oh, really? Did I help you to achieve that dream?
So I'm making my dream come true.
Oh, really? Oh, that means so much to me. Really? Oh, well, you've heard about this before?
Not before, but after coming here.
You saw it.
Yeah,
because I've been promoting it like so hard. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Oh, so it's one of your 100 to-do kind of things to do list thingy.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Okay, it's achieved. Done. Ticked. Wow. Okay. And so you have how many more months, how many more weeks to go until you leave here? I mean, I don't want you to talk about this. Maybe you'll be a little bit, you know.
About 2 months.
Oh, good enough. Long enough to do a lot of things still. Yeah.
So I will leave for Tokyo in June.
June. That's right. Okay.
After the final exam.
Oh, I see. Do you have a lot of exams to take?
3 exams.
Okay. Are they essay type of things?
I'm not sure.
Oh, you haven't been told yet, right? But for tourism courses, okay, you've got a field trip. So maybe you had to write a report on that.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, that was one of the assessments, internal assessments. any other assessments that you have to do or you still have to do for these courses?
So we have so many assessments.
Really?
And one of the assessment is like a group presentation.
Mm-hmm.
So we made a group report and we need to present it as a presentation.
In front of the other classmates.
Yeah, yeah.
How many students do you have in your class courses?
In the tourism destination management, we have 30 students.
Oh, okay. Oh, wow. That's a nice kind of number of students.
Yeah.
You become friends with all of
yes.
them. Oh, really? Okay. So it's not really too kind of nerve-wracking.
Yes.
I mean.
Not too much.
Yeah. If you have to do that, like in front of 100 people,
yeah,
oh my God. Okay.
So
I mean, still it's hard, but you're a very positive person. So
yes.
you take this very positively. Wow. When is it coming? Kind of soon?
Not so soon, but in May.
In May.
Yeah.
Okay. You still have time.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you've got
middle of May.
Yeah. So you've got classmates in one group, in your group, and then
five of them.
Five of you, yeah. And then you will start talking about it very soon.
Yeah.
Wow. That's nice. And of course, because it's a tourism course, do you have a lot of international students in your class? I mean, I know you've got just 30, but still, you've got different international students.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think most of the student is from New Zealand.
Okay.
But there are some who came from Pacific Island.
Wow.
Like Tonga, Samoa. Yeah.
Even there, you're experiencing a lot of different cultures.
Yes.
That's good, Iroha.
Yeah.
Well, that's why I think you've been improving your English very, very well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Before coming here, I cannot speak English.
You couldn't?
Yeah.
Really?
Not completely, but
of
not
course.
Something like this.
Oh, that's great. So that is one of the achievements you've made.
Yeah.
Wow, that's good. Because you had to, you still have to talk to your classmates in English. And, you know, you have to talk to your flatmates in English. That's great.
Yeah.
Do you socialize with Japanese friends as well?
Yes.
Because sometimes it's good, right?
Yeah.
You feel like, oh, I want to speak Japanese.
Yeah, I feel like at home.
Right? It's a good thing.
Yeah. Well,
we should sometimes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Who are they? Like, are they university undergraduate students as well?
Yeah. One of my friends from Japanese who I met here was from the Hokkaido. She is also an exchange student at the University of Otago.
Wow. And how did you meet those friends?
Actually, I used an application which called Going. Which is for interacting other students in the University of Otago.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know, you are from that generation. Please tell me more. So it's an application.
Yeah.
And you can find anyone who you think wants to, I don't know, anyone whom you want to find at Otago University or everywhere, anywhere.
No, only Otago University.
Oh,
so,
it's designed for Otago University.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So you can choose a university at the first time. So, and then you can make a profile of myself. So you can say your picture.
So you put your information because people can find you easily.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
To become friends with you because they know, oh, she's like this, her hobbies are like this, and she's from blah, blah. She likes to do blah, blah. Oh, I want to become friends with her.
Yeah, and send a message.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Thank you, Iroha. I don't want to be behind. So, so designed only for Otago. I mean, you can choose universities.
Yeah.
So you do have one specifically for Otago University.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What a convenient application.
I really wanted to make a Japanese friend here.
Of course.
So I sorted out the nationality mm-hmm. for Japan. Mm-hmm. And I found a girl mm-hmm. who is from Hokkaido.
Right.
So I sent a message.
You should have invited her to this radio yeah. show as well. You should have invited her.
Yeah.
Maybe she's a shy girl. Maybe next time.
Yeah.
Wow. Any other Japanese friends? So she's your kind of bestie. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. So I have another Japanese girl who has been stay here more than since she was elementary school.
Wow.
Yeah. So
she's a Kiwi.
Yeah, yeah,
almost. Yeah.
Almost Kiwi.
Yeah.
Her parents mm-hmm. is Japanese.
Right.
But she, yeah, lives here for a long time.
Uh-huh.
So she knew a lot about New Zealand. So she told me a lot.
I'm really impressed by what you've been doing, what you have achieved.
Yeah.
In Dunedin. You're making the most of everything.
Thank you. I hope
yeah.
so.
Because, you know, you've been prepared. Like, I mean, I just appreciate your effort and enthusiasm and everything. Anything, like, you know, anything that you want to talk about? Because, I mean, I've been asking you, but
yeah.
you can tell me mm-hmm. if you have something that you want to tell us.
Maybe I'd like to talk about my future career.
Please, please. Thank you.
Yeah. Actually, I'm currently job hunting in Japan.
Uh-huh.
So my future is wide open.
Yes.
So I'm not.
You could get a job even here if yeah. you want. Wow. Tell me more.
I don't have specific job career perspectives, uh-huh. but however, my ultimate dream
of course.
Is to become a bridge between mm. Japan and the world.
You can. Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah, especially through the tourism industry.
Yes. You might as well because you've been studying that, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. So, and I want to take this Dunedin lifestyle of living in harmony with nature so that I have learned here in Dunedin and mm-hmm. bring it back home.
Good. Wow. So you said, okay, you know, kind of vaguely, not vaguely, I mean, it's very clear already, but you said like not exactly what it is, yeah. but you want to be a bridge, you said.
Yeah.
Any ideas though, like specific kind of names of occupations?
Mm.
Like tour guide / interpreter?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Translator?
This is not a clear, but mm. I have idea of to be a developer to make a resorts, like wellness resorts.
Wow.
In Japan.
Okay, like Hoshino Resort.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All those famous ones.
Yeah.
Yes. Wow.
I was interested in resort management, hotel management, something like that. So, yeah, I'm interested in that.
Wow. I will visit you when you establish that.
Yeah. Please come.
So you think your resort will have like something Japanese, something Kiwi, something international,
yeah.
which will appeal to a lot of different kinds of people from all over the world.
Yeah.
Wow. That is fantastic, Iroha.
Thank you so much.
Wow.
That is my wow. biggest dream, but I hope my dream come true.
I'm just really blown away. I'm just so impressed.
Thank you.
When I was around your age, well, I knew I would become a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I was actually already a teacher while I was a university student. But still, your dreams are so like big, huge, and I'm just so impressed.
Thank you so much.
You can achieve them.
Yeah.
Yes. I can see that.
Thank you.
Yeah, your views are just fantastic. You know what to do exactly, and you've been making a list, to-do list, and you've achieved 70% of that in just in 10 months. It's achievable.
Thank you so much.
It's just incredible, Iroha. Yeah. So that's a big one. That's a big scale kind of career thing, yeah. which will last for a long time in your future. So a few little things that you want to do before you leave here for Tokyo. Any plans? Yeah, just because it's kind of near the end of this show.
Yeah.
It's not long enough. I want to ask you more. But yeah, just a few things that you want to do, like before you leave here for Tokyo with your flatmates or with your classmates, anything, or by yourself.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Actually, I am doing a part-time job here.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'd like to give thankfulness by myself to all the people I met here.
Oh, great. Yeah, you want to show your feeling of gratitude, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because gratitude is my priority of my life.
Great.
So I need to express my thankfulness to everyone.
Oh, wow. Iroha, you make me cry. Oh, you are such a lovely girl.
Thank you so much.
Oh, my God. You know, well, it's time to say sayonara now. Yeah. But, I mean, time has just gone just like, pew. I mean, so quickly.
Yeah,
because of you. Because of your, I don't know, positiveness, your big, beautiful smile. I love you.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you so much. So I've had a great time with you.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I hope you've enjoyed having me, talking to me. Yeah, thank you. So, oh my God, it's just really, really, I don't know. I mean, yeah, well, basically, fun time goes quickly. That's all. That's all. That's it. So, thank you very much for listening to us and listening to Iroha's very, very interesting, incredibly interesting stories in Tokyo, in Osaka, in New Zealand, in Dunedin. So thank you very much. I hope you've enjoyed listening to her. And please be sure to join us again next time for a very special show. So thank you very much. And thank you for joining me, Iroha.
Thank you.
Thank you. Mata ne. Matea. See you soon.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.